Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news story, Adolfo Dindo Oberg, co-head of project finance, Asia Pacific, at Korea Development Bank, discusses life when your development bank is a development bank only in Korea, and elsewhere, it's a full-blood commercial bank. Oberg shares how the bank operates and his optimism in spite of coronavirus. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, US Exim has unveiled new initiatives to inject liquidity into the market in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, including a bridge financing program, pre-delivery, pre-export, a supply chain financing guarantee program, and a working capital guarantee program. And JBIC has signed an agreement with Dubai-based Dar Ali Trading to provide a 3.5 billion Japanese yen export credit line. Over in the commodity finance industry, the global sweep of COVID-19 and the resultant fall in oil prices is likely to delay Australia's next wave of LNG projects, advisory firms Wood Mackenzie said. And Macquarie Commodities has acquired Société Générale's energy commodities portfolio, which comprises OTC financial energy transactions, European wholesale physical gas, and power contracts with European carbon emissions allowances with new and existing clients across Europe, the US, and other regions. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, just 52% of UK businesses are considering taking advantage of the Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme, which offers up to £5 million interest-free for the first year, according to research from business finance leader Market Finance. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.